Okay, so we begin Perek Ches of Hilchos Matanos Aniyim. As one would expect for the Rambam, the organization is exquisite. Hatzdaka Harei Bichlal Nedarim. Right, the end of Perek Zion, as the person said, that I'm going to give Masayim Dinar Le Beis HaKnesses, Masayim Dinar Le Aniyim, etc. So the Rambam is explaining that is a din of a neder. The Torah says in Parshas Kisese in Sefer Devarim, Motzas Fasach Tishmar Ve'asisa Kasher Nadar Tel Hashem Lokech Nedava Asher Dibarta Beficha. That person should try to avoid taking the darim entirely. But if a person does so, so there's a mitzvah daraisa of asher dibarta beficha, that a person has to perform the neder that he took. But again, lo se'acher l'shalmo, that a person has a lo se'aseh as well. So the Rambam says, "Arei bichal nedarim." That would immediately imply that both of these mitzvahs daraisa are relevant. Lefika chomer elay salad zdaka arei salad zal zdaka chayit na laniya miyad. V'im icher avar bebal ta'achar sheyabiyadali ten miyad aniya mitzvim hein ein sham aniya maniya chad sheyimtsa aniya v'hinah shelo yidnam sheyimtsa aniya ein otzarech lahafresh. If he makes a t'nai that he's only going to give it when he finds an ani, okay, so that's already a different kind of an eder. You can make a t'nai, but you didn't have to take the neder in the first place. So obviously you can make the t'nai. V'cheinim hisna v'shash another v'tzdaka, o hisna devoso shiagabayim rishon l'shanosa l'tzarfa b'zav, harei elu mutarin. All of this is in fact permissible. So the classical source that we have in the Bavli is the Masechta Rosh Hashanah Davav, asher dibarta b'ficha zo tzedaka. That tells me that tzedaka is bichlal nedarim. So the Gemara goes on to explain the Chiddush HaTzedakah, that the Rambam paskins lahalacha, that when it comes to korbanos, we attach it to the regalim, because it's not so easy to offer a korban. After all, we have an iser chamor of shchutei chutz, right? That a person can't bring korbanos out to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the horashah of Eliyahu Behara Karmel. So there we attach it to the regalim. So once a person allows one regal to go by, see, so you're ready over ba'aseh. Right, Kevan Shavar Relav Regula Chadover Baase. He already failed in terms of the Ase. Motzas Hasacha Tishmar V'Asisa. And once he allows three regalim to pass, Machlokas, if it has to be in order, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. But certainly, once three regalim have passed, he's in violation of the Issa Darais of Lo Sa'ach L'Shalmo. So it happens to be that tzedakah isn't just bichlal nedarim, it's even more machmir than nidre korbanos, because the Gemara says, aniyam mitzuyin hein. So if he doesn't give it miyad to aniyam, it means that he's not looking for an aniyar. He lives in the most affluent place in the world. Everywhere else in the world, there are plenty of aniyam who suffer, and he has to give it right away. So again, the takeaway here is tzedakah harehi bichlal nedarim, but it's even more machmir than nedarim, because you're over miyad. And you're not just over on the asay, you're over on the los asay. That's exactly what the Rambam said, right? The Rambam was unequivocal that once a person establishes such a neder of tzedakah, so then he's a mechuyav to get right away, asher dibarta beficha zo tzedakah. So asher dibarta beficha establishes tzedakah as a neder, but again, even more important, not just the neder, but the neder which is more chamor than nidre korbanos. So the Ramah gives a caveat. If you look in the Ramah and Yeredeya, so the Ramah says, okay, that is true in general, but it's important to remember that sometimes communities have different styles of giving tzedakah. So the Ramah says, this is in Yeredeya, Reish Nun Zayin Sif Gimel, that chol zavet tzedakah sheish biyado l'chalka be'atzma. That's if a person intends to give it out himself. Avak shenodin tzedakah be'beis hakneses litna liyad gabay o sha'ar tzedakah sheish l'itin ad gabay, an organization that's the gabay in over ala avagav d'aniyam mitzuyin, because you're entrusting the gabay, the rabbi's discretionary fund. So of course that's not going to be a violation of Baal Ta'achel HaShalmo. But what you do have to do is you do have to give a notification. You can't say, oh, I gave it to the gabay, but I didn't tell anybody. So that's absurd. A person, of course, has to notify the gabay so that it can be given with a sense of immediacy. And all this, of course, is because the aniyam need it right away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can wait for a korban, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. But the aniyam can't wait. It's bichal pikuach nefesh for many of them. They could be halo faros la'rayiv lach mecha v'aniyam v'udim pavi v'esecha ki tira aram v'chisiso umipsecha losi salam. And that we have to recognize the actions in Shia Tzedakah. So don't let anybody tell you Tzedakah Rei Bichlal Nedarim. the simple fact of the halacha, it's more chamur than all the nedarim over miyad when a person decides to give tzedakah.